Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Now, unfortunately, or perhaps fortunately for me, I talk to a lot of people who are struggling in their business. And when I say struggling, I mean struggling in the short term. The fundamentals of their business are strong. They're highly qualified experts. They're really good at what they do. They create a lot of value for their clients, but for whatever reason, they're going through a dry spell and they don't have enough clients. They don't have enough revenue, or it's just not where they want it to be. And they've hit a bit of a roadblock. They're really not quite sure what to do next. And one of the things I like to tell these people when they're in that position is to really focus on the fundamentals. And the reason for that is because there's so many things you could focus on as a business owner with regards to your marketing or your business as a whole. And it's all, you know, it's a little bit overwhelming, a little bit paralyzing if you get too caught up in your own head about this. But in the end, if revenue is not where you want it to be, like if revenue is your primary problem right now, and revenue is everybody's problem to a certain extent, but if that's like your primary issue is you need more clients coming in the door, then the question that you should ask yourself and the thing that I want you to focus on is, how many conversations am I having with potential clients on a weekly basis? That's the question. Everything else is details. How many conversations are you having with prospective clients on a weekly basis? So I can tell you right now, if you're not having any conversations with prospective clients, well, that's why you don't have enough clients, okay? The very first step to winning a deal is to open a deal, is to find a new prospect, is to open up a conversation, is to qualify a lead, right? If you're not opening conversations, you're not going to close conversations. And I think when you really let that in, it clarifies everything, because then the question becomes, okay, well, if I need more clients, how can I open up more conversations? How can I find more people who have the problem that I solve and engage them in a conversation that will hopefully lead to some of them at least hiring me? Well, okay, well, there's a lot of things you could do. I mean, you could go out and you can ask for referrals. You can go to your existing clients. Maybe your existing clients or your previous clients have opportunities that you can help with. Maybe your existing clients have things that you can do outside of the scope of what you're currently doing. Maybe they know other people who are in the same position that they're in or were in when they first hired you, who might need your help. That's one way you can go. Maybe you can go and you can jump in some LinkedIn groups and start creating some value for people, start engaging in the comments and posting comments and sharing value. Maybe you can start reaching out to people on LinkedIn who maybe have mutual connections as you to see if there's an opportunity for them to work with you. Maybe you can, write an article for a trade publication. Maybe you can get on a podcast that has an audience that you want to get in front of. I mean, there's lots of things you can do, and that's where it could get overwhelming. But what I want you to focus on is not the tactics. The tactics are not important. The tactics are details. What I want you to focus on is, how many conversations am I having with prospective clients every single week? And do the numbers work out? If I want 4 new clients this month, then how many conversations do I need to have? Is it 20? Is it 30? Is it 40? Is it 50? That's a big range. If you don't really know what that number is, that's a big problem, because those 4 clients, they're not going to fall from the sky, right? You have to go out, you got to find those clients. And if you want to hit those goals, you want to make those numbers, then you better be opening up enough conversations. So again, bottom line here is, if you're like, man, I need more clients, I need to increase revenue this month, next month, this quarter, like I gotta make it happen, then what I want you to focus your entire being on is, how many new conversations do I need to have every single week? And what am I gonna do to get those conversations?
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor, if you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.